You're listening to Deep, Discovering Everyday Extraordinary People, a podcast for real people to share the life that made them. I'm Easy, and our guest today is someone you've probably never heard of, but by the end, you'll be unable to forget. We're diving right into raw stories with valuable lessons and the kind of conversations that don't happen often enough. So let's get into it. So how would you usually start your day, Aaron?
Phone right away and just try and chill out before work.
Do you feel that the phone could be an issue? Like waking up first thing, that I do that as well, believe it or not. So I feel it's an issue for me. Do you feel like you've got that under control or?
Nah, before I know it, it's just take me leave. I'm cutting it fine, watching videos.
What does a normal day look like for you?
Get up. Generally, go to the toilet, go to work for 8 hours, come home, sort dinner, then try and get through the night, get the kids to bed, and go to sleep, and start all over again.
Start all over again, it's never ending. You say you're, without getting into your job too much, you're a supervisor, right?
I was, but... Yeah, I got made redundant and started another job.
Who do you become under pressure?
I don't become anybody. Genuinely deal with pressure quite well. Whatever the situation, really. Either be work or at home. I don't feel pressure much. It's more problem solving and thinking a plan.
What do you wish more people understood about you?
I think genuinely what I need, and it's more space. I enjoy being more alone, resting, chill time, movies, quiet.
Because you've got a lot going on, don't you? You've got two kids, full-time job, you're married, house.
Yeah.
What's one thing you're really into at the moment?
Probably collecting Pokemon cards. Yeah, for future investment, and in a way it's kind of gambling in terms of what you could get in packs and stuff to complete collections. So, for example, I spent £40 the other day and happened to get a card that's retail selling at the moment for £400.
Wow.
So, genuinely collecting sets and balancing funds for that.
Mm-hmm. What's the most expensive card you've got?
Probably that one. Yeah. I've got a couple, probably about five or more, over £100. But that one that's £400, probably the most expensive. And total value of cards, probably between 3,000 and 4,000 at the moment.
And that's your retirement fund?
It will be.
Will be.
Because at the moment, it projects increased value, rarity.
What chapter of your life are you writing right now?
Probably the second from last chapter. So you can see the last 20 years through and then retire. At the moment, I'm almost 40. Retirement will probably be 65, 70. So at the moment, it's in a realistic society world. You're working now until... you retire.
And you can see yourself on the home stretch. You're just at the point.
I've still got phases to go through, the kids turning 16 and growing up, but now I've been almost 40. Now it's the chapter of seeing through to retirement.
And that's it for today's episode of Deep. Massive thanks to our guest for keeping it real. If something hit you, then share it. Someone out there might need to hear it. And we're not done. This is just one part of a longer conversation. Next time, we dig deeper. Until then, stay open, stay sharp, and keep going.